Hi, this is day 10 of the Money Matrix Marathon, and this is our final day of this round, and I'm, well, I guess probably everybody's feeling a little sad and a little relieved in the sense that now they don't have to get up so early, and, you know, it's been a big part of your schedule, and there's just lots of stuff, I think, to work on and to integrate, you know, in the following days. And I hope you continue to take care of yourselves and really pay attention to all that you've been working on in this course. And today we're going to both celebrate, you know, the fact that we've been through 10 days of this, and just want to acknowledge you all because you've been so amazing and wonderful in your participation and opening up to areas that are scary and difficult, and opening up in front of strangers. And yet I think that's, you know, part of the liberation process here. So good for you, and just to keep the whole process of working on your money beliefs, as you can see now, is not just a simple thing of money, but involves so many aspects of yourself. And it will continue to do that. You may be one of the lucky ones who can just clear everything in, in a week, but I think most of us most of us that I know are going to have to continue. You will make gains, and you'll things are changing, and in fact, beautiful stuff can come into your life. And yet, at every level, when you are going up-leveling or going further, where you've got new challenges, some of these things are going to come back, or maybe not in the same form because you've cleared certain beliefs, but other levels. So I think what you've been given are a lot of tools, and in fact, in the week or so that or weeks that come, you can explore more fully all those wonderful guest interviews that I have, and audios about how to increase prosperity in your life and how to clear it. And there's some great stuff there which have all kinds of tips and ways of looking at things where they go in much more depth than I'm able to do in these 10 days into some of the issues that may be blocking your abundance, and also some of the positive habits of cultivating abundance. Now, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Scrooge, who probably most of you have heard about, because usually the Christmas Carol, which Scrooge is the main character of, is on every Christmas, at least in America and Canada. You see it on TV and all that, some version of it. And Scrooge basically is this miser, and he doesn't treat his employees very well, and is focused on money for himself and not giving. And a little bit the opposite to most of us, actually, but there's probably parts of Scrooge inside ourselves as well around certain things. And he only really changes his ways very late in life, where he's encountered with his mortality. And before that, he's a pretty miserable son of a bitch. So he has an addictive, actually, I remember there was a Scrooge classic case. When I used to work in the railways. I was in my youth, or actually it was in my early 30s. And so I worked there for about 6 years, and in the rail yards as a apprentice machinist and mechanic, and also a carman's help, and met all kinds of interesting people. And there was this one man who was quite old, and he seemed kind of shrivened up and not very, I never really talked to him, whereas I talked to a lot of the guys there. And I just heard from other guys that he, in fact, was really rich and had all these houses and everything, but he just never spent a cent on clothes or anything for himself. He just saved every penny and invested it. And so he was actually a millionaire and still working at the railways and never profiting from his money. And so that's an addictive pattern. It's like money becomes something in itself rather than as a tool for freedom and a tool for living the life that you want. And so many of us have addictive patterns of overspending and underspending. And in fact, with all of us, we can really look, it's really good to look at our budget and look at the way we spend our money, because that shows how we put our values in action. And so we might spend almost no money on clothes and spend huge monies on books and education. That's very much me. Or we might not spend any money on education and spend tons on clothes and have, 100 pairs of shoes or ridiculous. Well, I shouldn't be judgmental there, but it can be really an addiction, I guess. So there can be just this hoarding of certain, like skimping around money in certain levels of our lives and hoarding it around others and not allowing ourselves things, which is what I do with the Money Matrix Financial Assessment, which I hope you have filled out and are referring to. It will show that there's a last section which is devoted to looking at where you spend a lot and where you don't. And you might be in perfect harmony with your values, or you might want to tweak it. Like, for example, education for me, and probably for a lot of you, is in harmony with your values. If you are just really treasure lifelong learning. However, at a certain point, if you're just continually going for more education and more learning and not doing things or putting things into action, then it can be an addictive pattern which you're resorting to because it's too fearful for you to put the things into action. And I can see that all around me. And in fact, I wrote an article about it recently where people are in addictive patterns with taking courses, and they take course after course after course on building their business and yet do very little to put it into practice. And that doesn't work, and it's not really very good. So they, in those cases, you need to clear what's getting in the way of your fears and actually start implementing. And take courses, but take them when you really need what the information or the process or the support that they give. So that is, so I think you can, the Scrooge story also, I think, is an example of how you use your money. Do you kind of stockpile it, in case things will happen, or just to see the beauty of the gold, some Scrooge's gold coins, which we don't have today, but, well, we do, but we don't, most of us haven't used them or seen them. But do you use your money to support you as in being a powerful change makers and give your gifts to the world? Do you use your money for things like, and I think a lot of people do here, for organic food and to encourage makeup products and those, so that you're not only taking care of yourself more because of the poisons and pesticides and regular food, but you also are supporting organic, like alternative agriculture. So there's things like that where, as we have more money, and sometimes when we're really scrimping by and have almost nothing, it's very difficult to be able to afford all the things that we would like to in terms of encouraging sustainability. But as we get more money, are we putting our money there into things that help us and sustain the world? And are we feeling like we're so poor that we can't give anything to the causes that we think are most important? And what happens with our budget? Why is it that we never have perhaps 10% to save and 10% or more or less to give away to causes that we really would like to support? So there's no automatic rule about this or anything. It's just gently noticing. And some people will be able to, and probably it's their role in life to give bigger amounts of money, and other people, to the causes that they think are important. And other people will give their time, which is incredibly valuable. So it's just to look at the balance there. Now, the money matrix magic spell, number 10, is money rituals. And this, I think, is really important, is having rituals around money that are beautiful, that give it consideration and appreciation. And that is, and actually help tell our unconscious that dealing with money is something that can be beautiful, that can be pleasurable. So there's all kinds of ways you can do this. And I invite you to look at ways you can that suit you and are in line with your personality. So, and just treating your money well, what is appreciated appreciates, as they say. And so it could be just if you got an old wallet with holes in it and everything, just to buy a beautiful wallet or purse, which when you handle money is just in a beautiful container and gives you a sense of beauty. It could be, looking at the ways you pay your bills. Do you pay your bills in thankfulness to the fact that, let's say, you've got electricity? And that you're paying for that, but that you are getting this amazing thing all the time, and you know pretty well how horrible it is when you don't have electricity? Or are you kind of doing this internal bitching, oh, the electricity bill again, it's so high, or whatever your script is? And just turning that around with all the bills that you have, and also the process of going over your accounting. Maybe you can, if you like music and can focus at the same time with music, put on some beautiful music when you're going over your budget and your taxes. And perhaps it's just actually Barry Tesler, who does a lot of work around conscious bookkeeping and rituals, suggests you take different names for the different categories on your budget, so that instead of saying, something like debts for a student loan, you say my amazing education, or if you did a vacation and ran up the bill that way, then my vacation in France or my vacation in Puerto Rico or whatever, so that you see it it's just a different way, a more beautiful way of framing it. So, excuse me. Now, I'm kind of doing a bit of resisting about doing Scrooge, but let's say I'll do something. I'm not sure if I'll go into Scrooge or just another modern day personality. It's been going around in my head a little bit, but I will do it in a moment. And just to say that this is the, you know, this is the end of our 10 days, and I will be sending out an email tomorrow, Monday, and inviting all of you who've been on the course for a private strategy session with me where we can maybe discuss and look at what this whole and what this whole process of the Money Marathon has been for you, and possibly ways that you might want to go forward with the work with me or with others if that's what is called for. And I do have a monthly coaching club group, which is a matrix transformation group, which has two clearing sessions a month and some other benefits, and including I'm going to be bringing in a monthly coaching call too as well at a very reasonable price, so where you can continue to meet with and be with people around these issues, but also around other ones, because it's not strictly around money, although that's always there. And it has a format that's very similar to this, that you can bring up the issues that are, you're going through and just clear them. And there's of course, other private coaching options around building your business and doing your creative projects that I have available. So, as well as my, which I think a lot of you know about, is my free creativity cafe, where you can get lots of ideas about how to live a creative lifestyle and make it work for you. And those are free interviews every month. So, let me get into my Scrooge without more ado, and I won't. Okay. Oh, I so much like counting my money. Counting my money, all these gold coins. Some people think I'm just stingy, but I'm taking care of myself. I'll always have some money in front of me, even if the world goes to I don't know where, because anything could happen in the world and I have to be protected. I have to be protected. Those employees of mine are complaining again that they don't have enough. Well, you know, I think they have quite enough to make it. They don't need much. It's me who needs it. Me who needs it. I need it. I need this money. And I don't want to give one little coin away. No. No. I just like to look at it and to feel safe. Because what would happen if I gave all my money away? Why, I'd have no respect. I wouldn't be able to keep this company afloat. And I'd be just like the rest of them. Penniless. I wouldn't want to have that happen. So I'm going to keep on to my money. I'm going to tightly, tightly keep on to my money. And I'm not going to spend it on anything much. I'll just live really, really, really close to the line. I don't need much. I don't need to change these raggedy clothes. They're okay. They're good enough. I don't need to do anything. I can just keep on with my life till the very end of my life, and I will have been safe all my life. Sure, would have been nice to enjoy this more. It would have been. I don't know. How could I enjoy this money more? No, that's a terrible thought. I'm just going to put it away. Okay, so back to the room. another character, another day. So what I'm going to do is open it up, and I see we've got somebody else from Bakersfield. I should know who this is by now, but Skype person, did you want to say your name? Oops, I'm not hearing anything. Oh, well. Oh, of course I wouldn't hear anything. I haven't put it on Q&A, so that's really smart. So anyway, if the person on Skype can introduce themselves, they could just press star 7 and say hello, or you don't have to do that now. Oh, you're going to. Hello?
Good morning. It's Shelley, Katie.
Oh, good, Shelley. Yes. I wasn't sure if it was Lorna. So it's just from a similar area, although not quite the same. So thank you. Hello. So, Shelley, while you're there, do you have anything that you would like to bring to the call in terms of what you would like to clear today? Or impressions, whatever.
I don't think so. I'm just awaiting. Everybody else seems to have great stuff, and I piggyback. So it's pretty early for me here. And
great. So thank you, Shelley. Anyway, we'll we'll see what other people are wanting to get, and I will. That's Katrina. Thank you. So thanks, Shelley, and good morning. Katrina.
Every theme you've had each day has always struck a chord, and I truly just see where I completely withhold from myself. I will, I'm totally in harmony with clean food and education, but I'm very aware of how I spend the money in those places to get me the maximum value for what I spend. And I used to be like course after course from a place of I'm not smart enough and I must have more information in order to be good enough to move forward.
Exactly.
But I've learned over time that now I just take things that I know I need to apply practically to the next area of my life. And right now the thing that is definitely calling me is to, you know, plan and use money differently, because what happens is because I can be very withholding from myself, I deprive myself a lot. Like, I won't deprive myself of good food and knowledge, things that feed my spirit and my body. But I will completely deprive myself of things that I need to, tools and resources that I need to maybe advance my business, like my computer's falling apart, it doesn't work, the keys are missing.
Oh, dear.
The backup hard drive won't connect to my computer, so there's files I can't access. And, you know, there's things that are chronically not working. And And I get really scared, and I don't have a consistent flow of money. It usually comes in spurts where I'll work a lot and I'll get a lot, but then I will at that point have been so behind that it all goes out, and then I feel this constant cycle of deprivation. And what happens inside of that for me is I hide out. I withdraw from the world. I don't interact with people very much because I feel less than.
Yeah.
And I feel resentful that I got involved in this apartment that I'm living in when I really didn't have the means to take it on. And I, in an expansive state, I thought it would be a good idea. But it's really been this incredible a heavy weight just trying to meet my rent is so expensive. So based on the income that I have now, I haven't had the extra resources to do things like saving and traveling and buying new clothes and lots of stuff like that. So, but I get, I understand now that, I mean, the metaphor for this apartment really is I'm at a crossroads. Like, I'm in this kind of dance with it where I don't know if I should just let it go and free myself
up. And what could come out of it that might be really beneficial?
because it bumps up against like my survival stuff. Like, oh my God, I can't just like jump ship and not have a home. But at the same time, I just got my lease renewal and they raised it a lot, so it's getting more expensive. So, you know, what to do?
So it's I guess it's looking at what you really want and how you can balance that. Yeah. And
but like you said, there's so many wonderful organizations that I would just love to support. And every time I get like a newsletter of people asking, you know, soliciting money that I actually would love to give to, I just get this like, oh, I can't part with what little money I have.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, okay. So why don't we, maybe we can clear some of that. And I was wondering that part of the money just doesn't, like isn't for things that aren't survival. And you're in, you know, a business where which has a lot of people have really lovely clothes and all that. And do you allow yourself to have lovely clothes and makeup?
Well, I have lovely makeup because I have to for my business. Yeah,
right.
I mean, I have all, and I get all that stuff at discounts, so I have plenty of that stuff.
Okay.
But the clothes part, I mean, I dress nice, you know, but
yeah.
It's very basic. It's very minimal, you know. It's not really an expression of, you know, I'm, you know, when I was in my early years, I won an award when I was in school for being the most creative dresser, right? Because I was kind of a little out there and avant-garde, and that's more like true of me. And so this, you know, I just kind of wear plain basic clothes because I also, in my invisibility cloak, like I work with a lot of clients that are pretty demanding and, you know, there's like an energy, like I don't feel safe to like show up looking fabulous because I feel like they'll hate me because it might take something away from them. So I stay like very plain and very simple.
Okay. Well, that might be an interesting place to clear too, so that you just have liberty that way.
Mm-hmm.
Given that, you know, it's part of your genius, obviously. So, if you would like to do some clearing around that.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Definitely. It's the other, the real part of me is starting to emerge. It's just, I don't feel safe right now with what I have to buy new clothes, and it's kind of a dance, you know?
Yeah.
It's which one do you choose? Like, how do I never know really how to make those decisions well.
Right. And it's, it can be just like it's not necessarily going out and getting a whole new wardrobe, but it might be just taking a small amount of money and getting something that really is lovely and that does stand out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and doing that each month, like actually having a budget where there is, where you put a certain amount towards those things. And that's, and I can really identify with your part about hiding around clothes, you know, because there's a part of me that, well, I dress pretty colorfully like right now, but a part of me that, you know, really loved this exotic friend of my mother's who dressed, you know, really in a very interesting way and outside the box. And she was very different, and she owned a boutique and everything, and but it was such a contrast to my mom, who dresses really nicely, but now actually dresses better than she dressed ever in her life. But you know, clothes were a vanity, and they weren't something that you should invest in. And you know, even when my family did have money, they wouldn't put it towards clothes, and or they would go to like my father used to like going to the, even when he was making like a really high salary, would like going to the secondhand store and getting a suit and would be very proud of it. And there's really great things about it. You know, I think secondhand shows, stores and Sally Ann's and all that are wonderful and you can get a really interesting wardrobe. But at a certain point it was, you know, at a certain point there's just something where you also need to treat yourself to new clothes and that. So anyway, so thank you, Katrina. And wondering if anybody else wants to bring up anything to be cleared here about how they spend money or from previous times when they've previous sessions here. So just a minute, I'm going to also go to the Q&A and just see if there's anything there from the webcast. And not, for some reason, I guess it's, I'm not seeing anything. I'm not sure if that's because there's no questions or just because my refresh button isn't working well. So there seemed to be a bit of a problem there. But I'll try it again later. Anybody else, press *7 if you've got anything to work on in these issues. And otherwise, I'll start with Emily. Okay, and Emily?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I'm of course relating to the different aspects that you and others are sharing, and mm-hmm. I'm just going to share kind of the culmination of the 10 days for me. Last
yeah.
night I went to see a play called Crime and Punishment.
Mm.
And it was quite a heavy thing, but
yes.
I also it was like I let myself choose an outfit that normally I don't have much context to wear in
mm-hmm.
the setting where I am. Like usually
yes.
I choose clothes that are functional for the tasks of the day
mm-hmm.
or the tasks of business. And so sort of going out and getting dressed up
mm-hmm.
and also giving myself permission to be in that environment. And part of it was the exploration of I might be in a play. Because
mm-hmm.
I called about maybe, you know, and so thinking about if I were to share myself with the world in that way, what that would be coming from and how that feels different from, you know, when I was younger, there were reasons and contexts and different times where I've interjected a little bit with that performance world, but
mm-hmm.
but one of the, I've had a lot of resistance to it because I felt that objectification and who I was supposed to be and,
mm-hmm.
and things like that as opposed to. So that's something that it's not exactly related to money, but it feels like it is in the sense of when I move forward with my business, I need to give myself permission to do that in ways that are congruent with the parts of me that, you know, gathering together the parts, right? Because
yes.
I've done a little repair on this part, little gathering, little education, little all these different parts of me, and bringing that together. So if I bring that together into something like a play, that sort of am all of me and the different parts of me that I've been cultivating coming together into that role, there's a parallel with all the different parts of me feeling a desire to come together into the expressions of me in my business roles now that expresses all of the different aspects of me that have grown and changed from 2 years ago, 6 years ago, you know, this kind of thing. So
mm-hmm.
the gathering together and the prioritizing, I could definitely relate to the Scrooge story. So
okay.
I'm extreme. Sometimes I'm, you know, very, very withholding, and other times very, very free. And so the act of, like, when I got my last wallet, I went
mm-hmm.
all around looking for just the right wallet. And I found it, but it was a long process. And even that process was kind of like a metaphor for me.
Mm.
And I've loved the wallet ever since. But people who looked at that, you know, I went around to all these different stores and I was looking for something particular. But I found it. That was the thing of it.
Mm-hmm.
I did find it. And I've enjoyed it ever since.
Oh,
and it was
wonderful.
Rare for me to spend that new on me when I did that.
Mm. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you. And I'm going to go into a clearing right now then, as I don't see anybody who's press star 7, and we're going to okay, so, and we're going to do it around clothing at the moment, I think, and deprivation. Okay. Even though I deprive myself of money around clothing and spending on clothing, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I deprive myself around clothing and don't wear what I really want to wear, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I deprive myself around clothing, I deeply love and accept myself. Can't show who I really am. Can't show who I really am. Can't spend money on clothing. Can't spend much money on clothing. Have to just keep it to the basics. Keep it to the basics. Keep it to the basics. Don't want to spend much on clothing. Might be vanity. Might not be perceived well. Might compete. Might compete. Might compete with my clients. Might make me stand out. And I don't want to stand out. It's not safe standing out. It's not safe standing out. But what if I did stand out? What if I really expressed myself through my clothing? What if I expressed beauty through clothing? What if I, as an artist, used my clothing to express who I am, to express my colors, my way of being, instead of just being this blah, 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 blah around clothes, blah, 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 blah around clothes, blah, 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 blah around clothes, and this blah, blah in my mind that I can't wear beautiful clothes, that I can't wear the clothes I really want. And no, I don't want to do any power dressing and all that shit. I don't want to dress like other people's tell me. I don't want to dress in the power, in the clothes for success. Clothes for success. That business suit, that way of dressing, that has no attraction for me. I absolutely don't want to dress like that. I absolutely don't want to dress like that. So let's just... I don't have to be successful. I don't have to power dress to success. I don't have to power dress to success. And yet, in my way of success, even though I don't quite like the word success because it's got such horrible connotations in this society, such horrible connotations about what success is. But if I go to the original word of success, the original word of success, what is it? What is it? It's not excess. Success is not excess. Success is just being able to do what I want in the way I want, when I want, and to really accomplish the things that are most important for me. Not everything, because there's always failures. There's always things that don't work out. But success is being on my path, being on my path, and at each step of my path, revealing more of my beauty, of my talents, of everything that I am capable of. Success is unrolling my potential. Success is unrolling my potential. Success is unrolling my potential. Okay, so that was a little bit. And then I'm going to just do something about deprivation around certain things that you need, like computers and things like that, which even though I don't put the money I need to in terms of my business equipment, and I'm always afraid that it's always going to fall apart and that I won't even be able to do a business, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm not prepared to spend the money I need to update my computer equipment and other business-related tools, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I have been unprepared to put my money into where I need it to be put for my business and my business tools, I deeply love and accept myself. Where am I skimping around in my business? What do I really need to spend on? What needs to be spent next? What do I need to spend next? Where do I need to invest where it's going to make a big difference to me? Where is it going to make a big difference to me? Where is it going to make a big difference to me, to just to my sanity, to my feeling good? Where am I going to invest? Where am I going to invest? Where am I going to invest? What is going to have the big impact on my life to make my life feel better, less over the brink all the time, less over the brink all the time, less over the brink all the time? Okay, and there was another issue there that I'm just wanting to address, and I think it's going to be the constant cycle of deprivation. Okay, even though I'm always putting myself through this constant cycle of deprivation, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm always putting myself through this constant cycle of deprivation, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm always putting myself through this constant cycle of deprivation, I deeply love and accept myself. What is it in me that I can't just follow a budget, that I can't just follow something, that I can't put aside money, that I can't even give a few dollars here and there to causes that I want? What is it? What is it that keeps me depriving myself, cycles of deprivation upon deprivation and deprivation? Why do I never feel like I'm getting caught up? Never caught up, never caught up, never caught up. I'm never caught up. I'm caught up in this endless cycle of deprivation. It feels like it's never going to end. It feels like it's never going to end. It feels like it's never going to end. What if? What if? What if it will end? What if I am going to be able to be the master mistress of my finances? What if I am going to be able to let the universe flow in, flow in, flow in, so I'm not in this constant state of deprivation? What is it going to take for me to let the universe flow in, flow in, flow in? Why am I so good at managing my money? Why am I so, so good at managing my money? Why am I amazing at allocating my money to sustain me, to make me feel good in just the ways I need? Why am I so good at letting myself shine, at stepping out of the invisibility cloak so that I can shine and that I bring in the income I need? I bring in the income I want. I bring in the income that fulfills what I need to do my work in this world. And why am I able to let go of things that no longer serve me in my spending? Why am I so able to just say, okay, not going to do that anymore, and not do it, not do it anymore, not do it anymore. Just forget those income drains, forget those income drains, and set up something that's going to be helpful for me, set up something that's going to be helpful for me. Find a way where I'm no longer finding security and insecurity, security and insecurity. I've been finding security and insecurity, and it's all screwed up, all screwed up. So let's unscrew it. Let's unscrew it. Let's totally unscrew this insecurity. And out of insecurity comes security. Just take off the in. Take off the in of insecurity, and it's off. It's off. No more insecurity, just being in the flow of the universe, being in the flow of trust, being in the flow of receiving, being in the flow, 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 flow. Okay, that's it. I'm going to open up the lines again to just... Actually, it's open, and if you want to press *7 to say anything about the last things that we've been doing, please go ahead. take a sip of water to refresh yourselves. And I'm going to just check for a moment. And did I say star 6 or yeah, it's star 7 here. Yeah, to unmute. So if anybody would like to unmute, just star 7. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody unmute. I might. Oh, here, Katrina. Thank you. So how was that for you, as there were a few issues there?
You know, it was good. It was. Thank you for that. It's also, you know, I just feel this compelling urge to get rid of everything I have.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear.
Except for the things that are truly, truly meaningful and that I cherish. I just feel this, I just want everything to go. And I just was having an image of just living in a bare apartment.
Uh-huh.
And what feeling into what that might feel like. So I've been contemplating, as you know, I'm in that process with Derek, and it's you know, being the source and being the generator of your experience, because you are, and how when we hold on to things, you know, that don't serve us anymore, and how much energy that blocks. So, you know, I have some old carpets from an old boyfriend that I was holding on to for a long time. I don't feel this way anymore, but they're still here. But I held on to just out of resentment because I didn't want to give them back. And
that is not good energy around.
No, I don't feel that way about them. They're also very beautiful now. I just I've enjoyed the beauty.
Right.
And but at the same time, I'm just contemplating. I go, I wonder if I should just let them go. Just because there's more beautiful things to be had.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe it's time.
Well, I guess. And does it mean going to something that's completely bare? Because there are things that you treasure and that you can keep. I'm just wondering about, sometimes we can go kind of in the opposite extreme. And how does that feel for you? Does that feel like you have to just get rid of everything? Or
well, not everything, but a lot of things. Not everything, but a lot of things. You know, just things that I just don't, I don't need. They're just there.
Yeah.
To fill up space.
Right. Oh, that, so that really would open up things for you. And it's, I guess, I mean, there's a person who says this, Susan Evans. I haven't done any of her courses, but she, and I've also heard it from Andrea Lee, so I don't know who had it first. Probably Andrea Lee, because she's very original, but who knows. But, you know, it's hell yes, maybe. And
the moderator has left the conference.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know what happened, but I got chucked off, and then when I called back in the conference, to the conference, it was just, my goodness, it was busy. Oh, and then I had a while trying to dial back in. Were you guys able to speak at all, or probably not? anyway, so sorry about that. This is a problem with this service. It's very good in some ways, and occasionally we've had this thing. So, Katrina, have you been able to talk a little bit in between, or?
No, we had music. We didn't.
You had music.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Let me just even. Oh God. So thank you for people. People have kept on. I'm just going to see if it's still recording. Yeah, it's still recording. So God knows what was happening there. So Katrina, we were talking about getting rid of things and just clearing the energy for going forward. So anything else that you wanted to say? I think there was something I was going to say, but it completely has gone out of my head.
That's okay. No, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, so thank you. And it looks like it's going to be, I mean, from what I'm hearing of you is that you're doing a lot of clearing of your old life and just letting go of those old remnant, the things that have energy that you no longer need and want.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a huge process of letting abundance in. And actually letting go of clutter is so important that way, too. So good for you. And I've got Chris there. And Chris, would you like to say something? Now that
I
got back, I was about to talk to you then. Yes.
Well, this is actually something that came up yesterday that I just still feel applies in a larger way to what we're all doing as we try new ways of kind of moving through the world with money and other things. And
mm-hmm.
it's something I actually got permission to use from one of my clients because it's so powerful. I use it for myself, and I'm just going to share it for what it's worth in case it helps anybody else. And it's a metaphor that came up. And so whenever we end one cycle or end one way of doing something and we're really new and fresh at this new way and we don't really know what we're doing, it can feel really awkward, and it's easy to be very punitive with ourselves and frustrated. And I was coaching someone through this, and then all of a sudden, and I took her into a metaphor because she was really stuck in her thoughts. And she remembered something that had recently happened, which was she was in a pool with her baby niece, and her sister had her baby niece around the belly, and her baby niece was in that very fat stage with beautiful thunder thighs, just kicking, 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 not knowing how to swim, but being held by her mother, and just so joyful, propelling herself through the pool. And she had one of those moments, my client did, where she thought, my God, we're all like that. When we start something new, and here I am just looking at my beautiful baby niece with love and with joy and seeing how we really are just like her when we're fresh and starting, and I can be so loving and understanding that she doesn't know how to swim, that she doesn't know how to exist in this pool without the firm and loving hands of her mother, and yet I'm so hard on myself when I'm like her and starting fresh with something. So I just wanted to put that out there. I use this a lot. I think I have a lot of that punitiveness with, I don't know how to do this, what's wrong with me? And then I go back to this fat baby in the pool, just gleefully kicking along, learning how to swim. So
oh, that's a beautiful metaphor. Yeah, and if we only could keep that in front of us all the time, because as an innovators, and creative people, we're actually, and I mean everybody's in this stage, but more or less everybody with creative people and innovators, we visit this point more often because we're always experimenting, always changing things, always getting back to a point where we're really at beginner's mind. So,
yeah.
Thank you. And anything you want to put into the clearing pot?
No, and I just apologize if you hear my little son having a tantrum in the background. So I hope
that
didn't come across in the recording.
No, we don't hear him that much, and that's fine.
If so, we need to clear it.
Aw, and yeah, you're so amazing being here with your kids and everything else that you, you know, with young kids, it's a lot of work. I know that. So, and it's very rewarding, and it's a lot of work and a lot of caring. So, and if you can care in that same way for yourself, that would be beautiful. So, thank you, Chris. Actually, before. What we're going to be doing the I'm going to do the clearing of the how would you say it the healing codes, and because of that big gap of time and all that, we're close to needing to come to an end with the clearing. So I'm just going to. What I'm going to do is ask, and also I would like to make it a little bit of a celebration of these 10 days, and perhaps get a few words from people about this experience, and then we'll go to the final about this experience for them. Those of you who want to say something and who are on the call, and anything else that you might want to clear in the final healing codes clearing. So we'll I'm going to just open the lines before I do go into that final healing codes, because once we've done the healing codes, it's a good time to end, because we're so relaxed usually and often nonverbal. So I'm going to just open up the lines for anything people want to say as a way of a completion around this course and around this program. So that would be great. And I think it must be Lorna has unmuted.
Yes, and I apologize for being late. I forgot about daylight savings time. But I'm
sure. And I'm sure in your area it's pretty early for you right now. But you did get on, so that's really good.
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm so feel so blessed to be part of this whole 10 days. Thank you so much for having this and for everybody's participation, and it just reinforces for me how we're all connected, and how when we clear for somebody else, we're also clearing for ourselves. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Lorna. And, yeah, beautiful. And anybody else want to say a few words before we go into the final final healing codes? And I'm just wondering what we should use as a truth focus statement, actually, for the healing codes, because we're pretty diverse in terms of the issues. Lorna, do you have your healing code thing in front of you?
Katie?
Yes?
It's Emily.
Oh, Emily, yes.
I was wanting to say something as well before we go.
Yes,
into
please.
The codes.
Yes, please, yeah.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah, and I wanted to have more people. I was just thinking that Lorna was there, maybe she saw a healing code truth focus statement that might be applicable and very general. But she can come on if she has that, and if not, we'll go ahead with you.
Thank you,
Lorna. Do you have anything in front of you, like where you can open up the book?
I just got my healing codes book up, and I'll look something up while people are talking.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Just put your finger on something, and then I'll see if I can come up with something, too. Here we go. So, Emily, please go ahead.
Thank you for bringing all of yourself to this, Katie. It's really given me a sense of leadership and leadership in our humanity, as we are bringing particulars that are individual to each of us, and you've done just a great job of modeling that. That's how I'm feeling, and so I want to say thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also it's just, I don't know where this is coming sort of out of the blue, but it's striking me about the group process, and you acknowledged our willingness to share parts of ourselves with others, with people we don't know, and mm-hmm. and that was one of the I'm not sure parts about joining in something that's like this, that's small and particular, but we don't know each other in a physical setting or in a context where we're having geographic proximity or visuals with one another. And it's striking me about when I'm connected to others in community in ways that I've been willing and able to put myself out to be seen, some of the mm-hmm. value of that over time, and connected to memory. Because it surprises me sometimes when someone from years ago will tell me something about myself or someone I knew in my family or friend community and share a piece of memory that I didn't have that perspective or memory. But when we're willing to share with one another, then we also create a collective memory, which can be very powerful and part of what we're creating in the world. So I don't know where that's coming from, but
that.
It just feels like that's what I wanted to share as part of our closing, even though I don't know if I'll cross paths with any of the women on this call again or not, but that's part of just that seeing and acknowledging of others in whatever context. We don't know where those threads might meet up again at any time.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you, Emily. That's beautiful. And like for some of you, we have the group on Facebook, and I think, Emily, you're not on Facebook as such, or at least I couldn't find you.
I'm just learning that, and I'm not too interactive. So, yeah, I should go on there and try to, because I'm just literally learning how to put things mm-hmm. up on Facebook. So, yes, that would be good homework for me coming out of this, for those who want to connect and meet with them.
Yeah, well, what you can do is that you can friend once you get your, find your way around a bit, you can connect to me as a friend, and then I can let you in the group.
Okay.
And the group we can, we can continue to comment on and, leave comments on our experience there. And you can look back at the conversation. And it hasn't been a group which has had a lot of interaction on Facebook. Sometimes there is a group which interacts a lot more because they're much more into Facebook. But there has been some lovely interaction of a number of people. And no reason why it can't go forward that way. So thank you, Emily, and it's been so wonderful to have your participation, and despite those hesitations about sharing with people who you don't know, and you've been very open and vulnerable and also just enriched the discussion by bringing your very own issues. So thank you very much. Anybody else on the call like to share a little bit of their experience, or just say goodbye in a certain way? please go ahead. It's Lorna. Oh, Lorna may still be open. I don't. Is that Lorna again, or am I? Or did I just leave it open before?
I'm here, so if you want me to give you a two-stroke statement, or if you want me to wait, wait for other
people. Go ahead. Go ahead, please, because that'll give whoever else wants to talk a moment or two to come back into the conversation.
Tested which area, and it came up under trust, and the two-stroke statement is, it is safe to allow myself to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. But sometimes we don't allow ourselves because of all the old stuff.
Right, exactly.
You've been helping us clear that out so we can and feel safe doing it. Thank you.
That's a great one, and it follows a bit like on yesterday where there was a theme of joy. And I also noticed that sometimes when, you know, there's a cycle of cycle where there's less in the household than maybe in a previous time. When finances get tight, that I tighten myself up and don't always allow myself to enjoy what's there, and I'm sure that's a reaction of many people. And what I have been learning is to just loosen up, expand, and of course that welcomes more abundance and trust and enjoy life, even when things seem to be, when there doesn't seem to be a lot coming in. So I think that's a real thing to learn, and because there are these ebbs and flows. And of course some of it's from our, you know, money habits of the past, or the, and some of it is just there is an ebb and flow of money. So, and it's being safe with that and enjoying life. So, thank you, Lorna. That's a wonderful one. And I see Katrina. Katrina.
I was talking earlier. You couldn't hear me. I thought it was open line. But
I
just want to say thank you.
Sorry.
I just want to say thank you. It's been wonderful, and I appreciate everybody's contribution and presence here, so, and holding the space. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say that. It's been a wonderful experience.
And it's been amazing having you on the line and full-heartedly contributing, and which has led us to be able to clear a lot of issues for a lot of people, so which are similar. So thank you. And in particular, I'm thinking of like the adoption issues, which rang a bell with a number of people I know. So thank you. And it's been wonderful. And you know, like with everybody, expect great things to come of you coming out of your invisibility, being out there. Can't wait.
Thank you.
To see gradual, how would you say, taking off of the invisibility cloak for you, and just standing there in your full magnificence. And I think you're going to blow everybody away. You can blow the people who aren't that great away and attract the people who can accept that magnificence. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We'll just see if there's anybody else. I know there's a couple more people, whether they just wanted to say goodbye or say anything. And I'm going to look at the, just a minute. I have, or we'll just go into the healing codes, not to take too long. I'll give people another moment, and I will just check the Q&A. So it's press star 7. Let me see. Okay. So, not seeing anything here. Okay. So, why don't we go and we'll just say goodbye to everybody else, and And as I said, I'm going to be available next week for conversations with people about where they would like to go next and how this work has been for them, and possibilities if they want to continue work with me, and or, you know, just possibilities of how they can take this work forward on their own for a while. So, thank you very much, everybody, because it's been incredible. And I'm going to do the healing codes, where we're going to do it's safe to allow myself to enjoy life. My little dog has just come, and I guess she's saying, I want to go outside. Well, she's going to have to wait. So I pray, request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to it being safe enough to enjoy life, actually, and those issues where I am not spending enough on myself, and or maybe just spending too much on areas that really don't feed me, that those areas be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of God, and that I now leave myself open to greater prosperity and greater abundance, and leave myself open to receiving, exercising my receiving muscle, which perhaps hasn't been that strong and which over time will become stronger and stronger. And I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And then we're going to have the healing codes, which it's safe to allow myself to enjoy life. And okay, so we're taking our hands and we're focusing it in between the eyebrows. And it's safe to allow myself to enjoy life. And then down to the throat. And then to the side of the jaw. And to be gentle with yourself and to know it's safe to allow myself to enjoy life. Okay. I don't always have to be hypervigilant. It's safe for me to enjoy life. And then to the side of the temples, safe for me to enjoy life. And then in between the eyebrows. And then down to the throat. And then to the side of the jaws. It is safe to allow myself to enjoy life. Then up to the side of the temples. And then in between the eyebrows. Then down to the throat. And then to the side of the chin, hinge of the jaw. Sorry, not the side. The hinge of the jaw. Focusing the energy there. And letting go, like noticing any of the negative thoughts or patterns or things, memories, and just letting them go. It is safe to allow myself to enjoy life. And then the sides of the temple. Okay. Just keeping the energy focused on the side of the temple. And then laying your hands on top of your head and in a moment or two you can let your hands come down to your side. And look out at the outside and see whatever in your environment is beautiful and just appreciate its beauty and let its beauty touch you. So I am going to say goodbye. I'll just open up the lines for a final goodbye. I know some people have had to go already, including Chris with the kid who was having the tantrum. So, bye-bye, everybody. Thank you so much for your brave and amazing participation in this 10-day Money Matrix Marathon. And take care, good care of yourself, and just to say that the impact of what we've been doing, you'll see in your life, you're already feeling, and you'll see the results in your life over time. Sometimes you see things immediate, and other things take a little longer to manifest. So just be alert for how things are changing, and yes, and well, goodbye and thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
You are still on the line. Bye. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to stop to